This is the story of our very first sexual adventure together in Thailand, where we picked up another guy for some threesome fun while living in Bangkok. Siad was my first Thai wife, initially very shy, but once we were in the bedroom and she was turned on, she would be up for virtually anything. Siad has a small but well-proportioned body, UK size 8, and 34B tits with long half-inch nipples, slim and sexy. She used to get very bored hanging around our apartment doing nothing for days and weeks on end, as I was busy working, and I used to get fed up with her wanting to go out shopping for more clothes and wasting money all the time. So, she started going up country to her parents' home in a village some 9 hours away on the train near the border of Cambodia. It was in the middle of nowhere, and I dreaded the journey whenever I went with her, which was not often. She would stay there for a week to sometimes a couple of months, leaving me alone in Bangkok, where I would be working with my recruitment business. I'd rented a really nice high-rise apartment in a great location, Sukhumvit Suites in Soi 13. It had the most incredible views overlooking Bangkok city, and nighttime was spectacular with all the lights. Most evenings in the Sukhumvit Road, there would be so many girls patrolling the streets looking for customers, and there were also hundreds of go-go bars, of which, for a guy like me alone in the city, frequented often. The most interesting times were every evening after midnight, normally between 1 and 2 a.m., when all the go-go bars had closed and the thousands of girls that hadn't pulled a customer yet poured onto the streets. Hundreds of girls would be grabbing at your arm as you walked past, trying to get you to sit with them, or the main thing they would say or call out was, "I go home with you, handsome man." The choice of girls was amazing, and because they were not in the bars now, there was no bar fine to pay, and many girls would come home with you for 500 baht, although some of the really attractive ones wanted 1,000 baht or more. Many, not all Thai women, are known for saying, "Okay for sex, but not for love," which means that they all know their Thai husbands have sex with other girls and hookers, but they accept it so as not to lose face. Many Thai men also have a Mia Noi. A Mia Noi, roughly translated, means minor wife or mistress, and is common in the Thai culture, but they do stress not to fall in love. So, being alone for weeks on end, I often used to bring girls home in the evenings.